Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies shorty coming to you from my house in the middle of the street on Monday, April 22nd, 2 Oceans 13. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did my third annual 421 show at Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon. Graham Elwood's mom was in the audience, but that does not deter jackassery from occurring. Not a lot of name tags in the crowd, but it was a lot of fun, as usual. Thank you, Wow Hall. See you next year on 421. I'll play the audio of Graham playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this mini. But first up, plugs. I'll be doing stand-up at Fett Ballroom in Providence, Rhode Island. I was pronouncing it feet. Someone told me it's pronounced Fett. Either way, I will be there Saturday, May 18th, and I am proud to say that I will be in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall on Sunday, May 19th. And then I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies in New York City on Monday, May 20th at the Gramercy Theater, and more stand-up at Side Splitters in Knoxville on Saturday, May 25th at 4:20, and at Zany's in Nashville on Sunday, May 26th at 4:20. And then I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies taping the next day at Zany's at 4:20, the second annual Memorial Day Doug Loves Movies in Nashville. And I hope the recording turns out completely this time. From the corrections department, Friday was our third annual countdown to 4:20 show at San Francisco. Graham was wrong. I was right. Two of them were at Cobb's, and the third one was at the Punchline, but we did do it for 3 years running, and I hope to do it again next year. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, at Jr. Matthews tweeted, "Doug Benson, you couldn't yell Fitzcarraldo at Werner when he was wrong, but you can yell, no, Sferatu." Thanks for that, Junior. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about Doug Loves Movies, and I hope I get the chance to use that that idea on Werner Herzog when he returns tomorrow night. And then I hope I remember to use that idea if Werner Herzog gets a wrong answer tomorrow night. Now it's time for more plugs. Saturday, June 1st, I'll be at Comedy Bar in Toronto. June 2nd, stand up at Helium in Buffalo at 4:20. And I'll be doing lots of stuff at the Limestone Comedy Festival in Bloomington. My mom calls it Bloomies, Indiana, June 8th and 9th. And as always, too many plugs is a shithead. Hey, Eugene, what's up?
That's the woodsman of the world enthusiasm.
Sharpen that axe.
That you come to expect here at Wow Hall. And I'm here on 421 with Graham Elwood, and we are going to see if any folks that listen to the podcast in the audience brought some name tags. Do we have any name tags at all? Looks like we got some cute ones in the front row.
Name
tags. Who are those supposed to be? Is that supposed to be you?
Those are
us? That's me and Graham Elwood figures we got right up front.
From the cartoons, please.
From the cartoons.
That Saturday morning cartoon.
And what's that back there?
I got my credit card to buy your merch if I'm picked.
Wow. She brought a credit card and she will buy some of Graham's merch if picked. If not picked, you're not going to buy a comedy film nerds book or a Palm Strike t-shirt or a Palm Strike dance party CD.
She's very angry.
Yeah. Fuck it. I will not buy that stuff. Fuck it and put it back on the shelf. Yeah, settle down. Graham's mom is here. So there's like a low turnout of name tags. This is like a startling new trend. So Graham, who do you want to play against?
Bring up a wheelchair.
Is there a ramp for the wheelchair? Because that seems to be a violation.
You made treats?
Yeah.
Yeah. They made a bunch of stuff. That's true.
Oh, I made gluten-free. I'm a sucker for that. So
it's very elaborate what they did.
Come on up. This guy, okay. Gentlemen, give it
right. Why don't we have both of them come up?
Yeah, and you.
Why don't we have them play against you as a team? Because I'm dying to get this over with. People are anxious to come see you at the merch table and buy your stuff and then bring it to me outside where I will be in a big smoke circle.
Or put your stuff.
And I will sign that stuff. And what do we have here?
This is me.
Describe it to everybody.
Hey, buddy, I made you some gluten-free vegan muffins, and it's me all creep face.
No, it's you all normal face.
Hey!
And then that's supposed to be me?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, hey, everybody, my name's Joey.
Yeah, that's my name.
Because I'm pretending to be you.
Yeah.
And then, well, give him the microphone when he speaks,
really?
Graham. Let him speak into the microphone.
They're from the I Dream of Siri cartoon we made. This is the voice of Graham. Mm-hmm. That was the voice of Doug.
Oh, okay.
All right, here, do my voice.
Okay, what is this again? Hey, buddy, I made you some gluten-free vegan muffins.
Wait, that was dead on.
You made an animated film where Graham sounded like a girl? Oh, I love that. Of that contest, the I Dream of Siri contest.
Hey, buddy!
And then what's on the plate there? What's the food part?
Gluten-free vegan muffins.
Okay, gluten-free vegan muffins.
Blackberry gluten-free vegan muffins made on a hard plate.
Are you going to take a bite of one and tell us what you think?
Yeah.
I think you're going to miss the gluten.
These would be really good with some gluten dipping sauce. No, these are excellent. Thank you so much. And thank you for doing a spot-on impression of my voice.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
I can't even go that high with my voice.
Let's play one round of the Leonard Maltin game. And if you guys win, you'll get... what's in the bag? I forget what's in the bag.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Crack pipe. You have...
What's in it, man?
A cannabis energy drink.
Cannabis energy drink.
Is there such a thing? Like how?
Yeah, you just had it in your hand. That's a little pouch that was given to me by a dude last night in San Francisco that has a skunk with a gas mask on the front of it. And then a copy of my CD Smug Life.
Yeah.
And my new one, Gateway Doug, is coming out soon.
Oh, I put a copy of my CD.
Paul Strike Dance Party. And there's also a Douglas Movie shirt in there.
Yeah.
And is that everything?
I think that's it, yeah.
Okay, you win all that stuff. If you guys could beat Graham, You win a round of this game. You know what, though? I'm just going to declare right now, you win no matter what. Yeah, right. Because you made those elaborate... Yeah, there you go.
Hold on.
Okay, I'll wait.
I'm like an asshole Santa Claus. Oh, 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 not yet.
Oh, oh, hold on a minute.
Jackass.
All right, which category would you like to play? What's your name?
Casey.
And Joey.
Casey and Joey.
Casey and Joey, okay.
Casey and JoJo, morning. The Z on the leopard. They're a morning radio team. Casey and JoJo, coming to you live from Toyota of Salem.
Would you like to play Are We There Yet? That's movies that take place in Russia. Or Back to the Fuhrer, that's WW2 movies. Or Jeopardy, and that's movies with a question mark in the title. Which one do you like? Question mark?
Jeopardy.
Okay.
Oh, you like my voice?
Jeopardy.
She nails it every time.
Every time. It's spot on. Like, if my mom closes her eyes, she won't be able to tell who's in.
Jeopardy?
Okay, the year is 1991, and this is just between the couple on stage and Gramps. If you think you know the answer, don't yell it out. 3 stars for this movie from Leonard Maltin. He says that it is a very funny outing, but only at the very end does it succumb to silliness. Succumbs to silliness.
Explain this category again.
And the category is the movie has a question mark in the title. And it's from, like I said, 1991. And Leonard lists 10 names? 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in? Casey and JoJo?
10.
Smart opening bit.
Very impressive. Aggressive opening bit.
They know what they were doing.
Casey and JoJo, I will go 8.
Uh-oh.
6.
Six names, Casey and JoJo.
Interesting.
I will go 5. Oh,
this is getting very intense.
4.
What?
Really?
Oh, all right. Yeah, he's like, fuck it, I already won. I don't give a shit. -48. I don't care.
It's true. He's getting what's in the bag.
Yeah.
And you're getting some gluten-free crap.
Hey. That's
later.
I want you to eat every one of those crap muffins.
I'm gonna
those cruffins.
I kind of laugh when that suicide girl joke. Nothing. Okay. All right.
That was before I was recording.
Now you're pumping it up. I got you. I will go with name that movie. You better earn this bag that you already won.
4 names?
4 names.
Okay, your 4 names are Doris Bellick.
Oh, Belly.
Fran Brill.
Franny.
Roger Bowen.
Roger.
And Susan Wills. Those are terrible names, but but what movie has a question mark in the title from 1991 that got 3 stars from Leonard and is very funny, but only at the very end does it succumb to silliness?
Yeah,
just name any movie with a question mark in the title. And
what about Bob?
That is fucking correct! Standing there awkwardly. Take another bite, Graham. I want you to eat more of that crap. Pretend you like it.
I do like it.
Okay, yeah, make a yummy face.
Threat, not a promise. I mean,
now another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you,